You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Bad case, this is the best part of my day. I cannot wait to get on the air and just vomit all the information that we have. A lot of fascinating stuff. A lot of fascinating stuff in today's news. But, of course, what's the most fascinating are your medical questions. So I'd love to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, taking your Twitter follows, your Facebook post anything you want to do to communicate with me. I would love it. And I want to thank you all for the emails coming in. This is a great one. Dr. Dahlia, what would you recommend for a chronic cough? Now, we started talking about this in the previous hour, for those of you that have been listening on GCN Live. And I'm very grateful to Genesis Communications Network. We got Donovan working the dials. Donovan rocks. Great team to this week we've had. So, chronic cough. I know we're coming into flu season, we're coming into cough and cold season, but some of you, you have coughs all year round. And this is a very, very important subject to talk about because a lot of times we ignore it. And it could signify something serious or it could just be annoying as heck. So, you know, the first thing I as a doctor think about, if somebody's always kind of coughing, all right, and they don't have symptoms of being sick, you know, fever or sputum and so that's fine. Now I'm coughing. You know, symptoms of being sick. I think about, all right, is there a medication that you're on that's making you cough? It's not supposed to be the first thing we doctors think about, but in my case, I do. I do think about it. And we had just talked about this a few minutes ago on the hour before. The ACE inhibitor is a very common blood pressure medication that gives people this cough. And the reason why I like to think about this first is because one of the cheapest and easiest ways to cure you of that cough, if it's caused by that blood pressure medication, to switch to the blood pressure medication. I can't tell you how many times we stopped the cough within a couple of weeks just by changing the blood pressure medicine. And I saved you the x-rays and the CAT scans and, you know, et cetera. So if any of you have a cough and want to look at your medicine bottle, if you're not sure, email me or call in. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or email the show at drdahlia.com. DrDahlia@hotmail.com. Reach me on my website. Love to go, you know, I'll go through your medicine list and tell you what I think could be going on. Now, so you're not taking any medicines. You're not in any blood pressure medicines. You're having a chronic cough. When it's dry, right, you know, I like to always ask if you smoke. Smoking can give you a cough, obviously. I ask if you have reflux. Do you have acid reflux where you're burping? Because when you go to bed at night, okay, remember your anatomy. You have your mouth. And then you have your trachea, which is your breathing tube, but you have an epiglottis that separates the breathing tube from your esophagus. And the esophagus is the feeding tube, right? So when you eat, the epiglottis opens up your feeding tube, covers up your airway so you don't get food in your airway, and vice versa. That's the job of the epiglottis. Now, if you have heartburn or reflux and you have acid, the acid comes up from the stomach into your feeding tube, the esophagus. Well, if you're lying down, the acid just doesn't decide to stop wherever it wants to. It'll come up and then decide to make a U-turn. And when it decides to make a U-turn, it could go into your tracheal and bronchial tree. So a lot of times a chronic cough, even in children, is because of acid reflux. So we always, always think about acid reflux. Now, when you're younger, we think about allergies. I mean, when you're younger, older, we think about allergies. A chronic cough could be allergies. Getting postnasal drip, you're getting irritations of the bronchioles, allergies is a biggie, very, very common. And then, you know, sometimes you do have a bronchitis. You have inflammation of the bronchioles. It could be viral. It could be bacterial. And, you know, we treat you with an antibiotic and we see what happens. Not all chronic coughs need to be treated with an antibiotic, but sometimes doctors like to start there. Now, on very, very rare occasions, again, I don't want to scare all of you because a lot of us have coughs, but on rare occasions, yes, we picked up cancer. We've picked up lung cancer that way. We've picked up a cancer in the throat. I had one gentleman, he said he always felt like he had postnasal drip. He always feels like he has something in the back of his throat. Now, he said that after a previous visit where he's like, I have post-nasal drip. So what I did is, you know, we started him on an inhaler, see how the inhaler worked for him. And he said, yes, his allergy stops, but he still feels like something's there. And I go, look, I know you don't like me to use a tongue depressor, but I need to get back there. I need to look behind the tongue. Okay, I want to look as far back as I can. Because most people, they hate the tongue depressors. I used to call it the ah stick, you know, where you put in your mouth and go, ah. You know, people hate that. But you need to do that because the doctor needs to look in the back of the throat. Well, when I did that, a tumor popped up at me and then went back. As he, you know, gagged, I saw a piece of the tumor. So he had a base of the tongue tumor. And his only symptom, no weight loss, no bleeding, nothing, was just kind of always had to clear his throat. So anytime you have something that persists, not that I want you to be hypochondriacs and I want you to, you know, be scared or paranoid, but have somebody check it out. Okay? You know, same thing, chronic cough, maybe coughing up some blood, have a little bit of shortness of breath, get a chest x-ray. You know, I know a week before in the news they were talking about, don't do chest x-rays, it's a waste of money, we're not supposed to screen people. Bull crap. You have something wrong, you get one done. Just have them take a look. But for the most part, I would think allergies, reflux, a medication you're taking, maybe bronchitis, some upper respiratory type issue. Now, asthma. I forgot. A big thing is asthma. Some of you don't realize you have asthma. And you do. Because you could develop asthma. I live in Vegas, Las Vegas. I love the city. It's great, but it's very dusty. And I've coined a term Vegas asthma. You live in Vegas long enough, you develop a kind of inflammation to the dust. And a reaction to the dust. And, you know, I haven't seen any medical papers on it, but I've called it Vegas asthma for years. And now you hear people talking about it all the time out here. So, asthma, be tested for asthma because inflammation of the lungs. And in that case, we put you on inhalers and as we do a steroid inhaler. And then, of course, any of you that smoke COPD, the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or emphysema, that's where you lost a lot of elasticity to your lungs. And so things start to settle. You don't have as much lung compliance. I like to compare a COPD lung to like a balloon that you've kept blowing up and letting the air out half a dozen times. So it's kind of boggy. So you could have air trapping and particle trapping and cough with that too. All right. Great question. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show as well as medical news, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you know, every now and then I like to look at, news across the pond and see what kind of crazy stuff is going on out there. Well, apparently there's a man who decided to drug his wife with steroids. Okay, we're talking about anabolic steroids, okay, such that she'd get fat, should grow facial hair, such that she wouldn't be attractive, and she would be forced to stay at home and look after their children. The victim's name is Jaspreet Singh Gill, and her husband's name is Dalwara Singh. Now, he was given a suspended 12-month jail sentence and ordered to attend a domestic abuse program. Apparently, the teenage daughter told the mother that she heard the father grinding a mortar and pestle in the bedroom. So basically, this man was drugging his wife with steroids to make her fat and ugly and hairy. Oh my gosh. Just to keep her at home all to himself. Absolutely crazy. You know, I don't understand why his jail sentence was suspended. I mean, this guy should actually, because that's dangerous. Giving a person steroids, I mean, it could cause high blood pressure, cause diabetes, the obesity alone, cause adrenal failure. And it's interesting because I remember talking to my dad when I was younger, and my dad and my mom, I don't really remember this conversation because I really never listened to my mom and dad. But the one thing that kind of stood out of that conversation is my dad said, or my mom had said that your father is glad that I'm not that good looking because then other men won't look at me. Now, I remember it making sense to me, but now as an adult, I'm like, oh my gosh, did my dad tell my mom she wasn't that good looking? Now, I see pictures of my mom. You know, my mom was, you know, in the 60s and 70s, and she was a hoochie mama. You know, she looked good. She had a good body, and, you know, I thought my mom was really good looking, but my dad told her that if she was better looking, he wouldn't want that because then other guys would check her out. And I guess that's not a very uncommon way of thinking for men. They don't want some of them. I mean, most of you out there, I think you're living now in this day and age, not a caveman times, which is fine. But it's not that much of a shock that there are certain men of certain nationalities or races or cultures where no, they don't want their wife out there. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of American men that I know as patients or friends that want their wife to be at home. They don't want their wife out there. You know, maybe they're fearful that she could have an affair, or maybe they're just, you know, they want the idea that she's there for them and the family. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that chauvinistic pig. But I mean, as a doctor, I need to call a spade a spade. I mean, I know that there's some people, and some of them blatantly admit it. They go, I really want my wife home raising the kids. I think the kids need a mom. It doesn't make sense for my wife to be out there working. Now, if the wife wants to work, there's a problem. If the wife's like, no, my husband's happy and I like it, well, then good for her. But this type of domineering idea isn't that foreign. It's not foreign at all. Now, this guy obviously took it to the next level, drugging her. I mean, that's crazy. Go to a marriage therapist and say, honey, I just want you home with the kids. I love you. I think you're attractive. I think guys are going to, you know, come after you. I have an inferiority complex. I have a problem. I'm an idiot. That's fine. Don't start drugging him. But, I think people have to be honest with themselves. And as long as your spouse is happy with that and wants to be at home, great. If not, yeah, you guys are going to have some problems. Just please, for the love of the Lord, don't be drugging people. All right. Now these people, they're a real piece of work. These guys, oh, I hope they fry. A couple in Germany killed their newborn son and buried him in the backyard when he was minutes old because they said they couldn't afford to feed him. The father, Marcel Thomas, mother was Kristen Hoffman, they're not married, confessed to the murder. They said, we already had three children already. Thomas said, that's quite enough. Could you, really? Really? I'm just absolutely stupefied. This happened near Berlin. Prosecutors say they killed the child 2 years ago, packed him in a plastic bag, buried him beneath the pathway in the back garden of their home. Their older kids were actually playing, you know, in the backyard over where the baby was wrapped. Now, what happened is Thomas was drunk one night and mouthed off and told somebody what he did, and then he notified the police. Crazy. Just crazy. So hopefully these guys are going to jail. I tell you, not to keep talking about some spooky news, but here we have a 13-year-old boy in Pennsylvania, an eighth grader, became ill after smoking synthetic pot. So we're talking 13-year-old kids are smoking pot. This kid, now what ended up happening is he was smoking fake marijuana out of a plastic Pez candy dispenser. He ends up suffering chemical burns to both his lungs. They end up putting him on a respirator and performing a double lung transplant. Then the boy's mother said the anti-rejection drugs he took weakened his immune system. Of course, he was unable to fight off the infection, and he ended up dying. Now, Governor Tom Corbett signed a law outlawing such substances in Pennsylvania a few days after the boy smoked the substances. Ban took effect in August, but unfortunately, a 13-year-old boy died. I mean, when I was in the eighth grade, what was I doing in the eighth grade? I remember I was going through puberty. I remember that. I sure as heck didn't even think about drugs. I was thinking about boys in the eighth grade. I was listening to my 80s music. I was all excited I was graduating middle school. I mean, I think a 13-year-old is a baby. These little kids, really, they have to be smoking pot. What is going on with them? Why do they have to escape? What is so horrible about a 13-year-old's life that they need to escape? Just, I, it, just absolutely blows my mind. All right, so I want to talk about some medical headlines. All right, some fascinating stuff with herpes and Alzheimer's. Apparently they found that the herpes virus, we're talking about type 1 herpes, right? Type 1 herpes, herpes of the mouth. Then you have type 2 herpes of the genital area. Although you could get type 1 in the genital area, you get genital in the mouth, right? You can even get herpes on the skin. Well, they found that when a cell is infected with herpes, it seems to have the same protein deposition that the brain does in Alzheimer's. And they think there's a link between an Alzheimer's patient having herpes, type 1. So what they did is they tried acyclovir, which is an antiviral medication. And they, I'm actually trying to find the source because this is just fascinating stuff. I believe they did this out of the Mayo Clinic. I've been talking about this throughout the day. And what they found is suppressing the herpes virus caused these cells to deaccumulate the protein buildup in Alzheimer's. Now, acyclovir, which is the antiviral drug, is cheap, very cheap. And it's very effective. And there's really no long-term side effects. We have people on long-term acyclovir to quiesce their genital herpes or their oral herpes when they don't want breakouts. So if this is something that could decrease the acceleration of Alzheimer's, that's just, I mean, absolutely fascinating. Now, okay, we're talking about the antivirals being used for Alzheimer's. In a similar story, the actual herpes virus itself, herpes virus was found to kill off breast cancer cells of the aggressive type. You have a couple different types of breast cancer, the one that can be treated with anti-hormone therapy, the estrogen sensitive, but then you have the triple negative, very aggressive, more rare breast cancer that is, we call it the triple negative breast cancer. And they found that if they injected this breast cancer with herpes, we're talking any type of herpes, type 1, type 2, it knocked out the cells by 90%. That is huge. What they did is they injected breast cancer cells into the mice or the rats, and then they injected the herpes into it, and they said the tumors looked gone. Looked completely gone in mice. So, I mean, to use herpes virus to kill cancer just is, to me, again, absolutely fascinating. Now, you know, we've talked about how do you tell if you have herpes if you've never, you know, had an outbreak. A lot of us carry herpes. A lot of us carry, remember, 80% of us carry the type 1 herpes, at least. And we didn't get it when we were doing kissy-kissy in college or whatever. I mean, we got it as kids. Kids kiss each other. Kids drink out of their sippy cups. They kiss mommy if mommy has it on her lips. You know, so people are walking around with type 1 herpes even if you've never had a cold sore. So if you're concerned, if you're carrying herpes, you know, you could get a blood test done. It's easy. And, you know, usually doctors don't run the type 1 herpes test because we really don't care. Most people carry it. Most people are positive. But if you want to know because you're concerned, well, maybe there's an Alzheimer's link and I'd like to know, you know, easy test to do. Just, you know, do a test. I mean, another way to tell for herpes, of course, if you have a little blisters and little vesicles, then the doctor could do a viral culture. But, you know, next time you have a blood panel, if it's not too expensive, I'd recommend getting the herpes test. Now, just because you have herpes doesn't mean you're going to get Alzheimer's. You know, they have postulated that there's a link, but I still think there's a lot of other causes for Alzheimer's. But still, cool stuff. So when we come back more on the Dr. Dolly Show, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are you guys dancing? I think you are. I know Donovan. Donovan is handling the dials tonight. Donovan, you dancing? I know Donovan's dancing. Yeah. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Your tweets, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, and don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. It's going to be a very sassy and stimulating, very educational cruise. A lot of fun, a lot of good stuff. Please check out my website. All right, so there's a warning for possible tainted candy, apparently in Oneida, New York. Now, I know some of you listening back east that are undergoing the horrible power outage, and again, I feel for you. I couldn't imagine being, you know, in the cold that many days without power. Hopefully your radio's on and you can listen to my show, but I get your power back. Well, apparently there was a teenage girl who came home from trick-or-treating, and then she threw one of those super bubblegum gums in her mouth. And it tasted bitter, tasted tin-like, made her lips feel somewhat numb. So she gave it to her mom. Her mom tasted another piece and confirmed this and said, all right, something's wrong, contacted the police. So Oneida City Police now is going to alert those that there could be a possible tainted candy issue. right? They say the kid trick or treat on Broad Street, Main Street, Seneca Street, Sesame Street. I'm not sure where. But, you know, right now the gum is at the lab. They haven't confirmed if it's tainted. But, you know, be careful. We're talking about the Super Bubble Gum. And I you want to know how I feel about Super Bubble Gum. It's one of the best tasting bubble gums for the first, like, 7 seconds. And then it tastes like crap and you got to spit out of your mouth. And it's also very hard, you know, sometimes. So I don't know if it was an old piece. I'm not sure what's going on. But, you know, still just kind of. I don't know. I mean, I like the big chocolate bars, but unfortunately I don't see a lot of that. Now, for those of you still battering the storm, a Connecticut woman died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Remember we talked about, you know, news crews and media have been telling everybody be careful about trying to heat your house with the generator or with an oven open because of carbon monoxide. Well, unfortunately, 29-year-old woman died from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning because an unventilated generator was running in the basement. The death appears to be for the fifth in Connecticut related to last weekend's snowstorm. Knocked out power to more than 800,000 homes and businesses across the state. I mean, just absolutely crazy. Governor Danielle Malloy said Tuesday there has been 135 cases of carbon monoxide poisoning in the state since the storm hit. Authorities have not released the woman's name. Officers found her dead. They believe the fumes from the generator caused her death. They will perform an autopsy, but... this was actually reported by Fox News. The generator has to be in a ventilated place. Please get some carbon monoxide monitors. I think everybody should have carbon monoxide monitors. We believe that's how Weird Al Yankovic's parents died. They were, I believe it was from fumes from their fireplace. They're just sitting there watching TV. You know, fireplace might not have been vented, properly and they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. You don't feel it. You don't know what's happening to you. And then you get sleepy. And then, you know, you fall asleep, you don't get any oxygen to your tissues because the carbon monoxide pretends to be oxygen, binds to the blood, and you end up dying. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. I mean, I think it's a good idea to have a generator, especially with, you know, power outages and freezing cold, but it has to be running in a ventilated area. All right. Well, let's talk about some more, you know, kind of happy news. I know some of that has been pretty depressing. All right, so happy news. Now, there's a doctor who claims he could actually turn brown eyes blue. Right? What's that song? I'm gonna make your brown eyes blue. And he sings as good as I do. Apparently, this is Dr. Greg Homer from Stroma Medical in California, says his Luminize technology uses a laser. Okay, tuned to a specific frequency. What it does is it takes out the melanin of your eye. Now, the melanin is what makes your eye blue. The iris, right, the color of the eye, right, it's brown if it has melanin. If they take the melanin out, it's blue. So what he does, and it's permanent, because you won't regrow the melanin back in your eye, he basically uses the laser to take out the melanin, and then your eye turns blue. Now, I don't know if it's going to be the very sexy dark blue that we all want. Remember, the more pigment you have in the iris, the younger you look. We're going to be talking about how they were able to slow down aging in a lab. And, I'm going to tell you, you know, people have said that they have brown eyes. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm having some reflux here. Brown eyes, people with brown eyes look younger than a lot of people with blue eyes because as we age, the blue starts to lighten. And, you know, if you notice grandma and grandpa, you know, their eyes almost look white. You lose the pigment as you age. And so one trick of the trade that a lot of us women do is we'll get contacts with no prescription that have darker or brighter colors. And actually, you know, they do that in the movies. There's contacts that make your eye look bigger, right? Big eyes. Do you notice that? Sometimes you're watching a movie and you're like, gosh, they have big, beautiful eyes. They have big, beautiful eyes because they have contacts. And these contacts, they enhance the color and they make the iris look bigger. And it's a sign of youth. So anyway, this doctor says he could do that. I mean, if those of you really, really, really want to change your eye color, I mean, I would just say it makes more sense to just get, contact lenses. But, some people, they want to, you know, like people getting tattooed eyeliner on their eyes. I never understood that. I would never, never do anything that would, I wouldn't tattoo the eyeliner because what if that's just too permanent for me. I just want to do it. Come on, people. Really, really get a clue. Okay. Now, this was fascinating stuff in today's news we've been talking about tonight. Apparently, in the laboratory, researchers or scientists at the Mayo Clinic have been able to halt aging in mice. This is fascinating stuff. And how they did this is you have these senescent cells, or these cells that basically stop dividing, right? Now, when you're young, these cells that are dead or stop dividing usually get cleaned out of the system. But when you're older, they call them deadbeat cells. They sit around, and then they start producing chemicals that cause damage to adjacent tissue, inflammation, etc. And because you're not young anymore and it's not being flushed out, these cells sit there, fester, and cause damage. Now, this is going to be published in the journal Nature, all right? What they did is they used mice that were genetically engineered with these deadbeat cells to carry a molecule called capsaicin 8. Now, this molecule they activated with some drugs, and it drilled a hole in these deadbeat cells, killed the cells. So if these deadbeat cells were dead, they were like, all right, now let's see what happens to the mice, to the rats. Now, what they found is that the rats showed signs of less aging, i.e., they had less muscle wasting, they had less fat deposits under the skin, and they formed less cataracts. Now, they didn't live longer, okay, so it didn't prolong life, but stopping muscle wasting, stopping fat deposition, and stopping the formation of cataracts are some pretty significant signs of aging. Now, again, I always get nervous messing with nature. I always get a little nervous with that. You know, usually I'm like, you know, let, you know, God decide what he wants to do with us. You know, whenever you mess with nature and try to fight aging, it can, you know, pinch us in the butt. But, you know, imagine if they find a cure for the prevention of cataracts and you don't have to have cataract surgery. Most of us need cataract surgery. You know, imagine not losing muscle mass. If we're able to keep our muscle mass up, then people don't have to take growth hormone. They don't have to take testosterone. You know, we don't have to go to the gym even. Nah, I think we should go to the gym. I think exercise is important. But, you know, one of the reasons why we gain weight and we lower our metabolism as we age is we lose our muscle. You know, somebody said we lose 7 pounds of muscle a year and then we gain that weight in fat. So that's why you're not losing the weight each year. The fat deposition. Now, what's interesting is as we age in the face, you lose the fat. That's why the eyes start to look more sunken. The bones look more prominent. That's a sign of aging. You lose the fat in your face, which is why heavier people always look younger. You also start to wrinkle because you lose collagen. You know, kidney function goes down. Bones start to thin. Cardiac output goes down. A lot of different things happen with aging. So, you know, anti-aging medicine is huge. It's not going to go away. People are going to want to find ways to slow down the aging process because as we age, we get more medical issues. You know, we were talking about earlier in the show how some of my patients, all of a sudden their blood pressure starts to go a little kooky. And it's because they get to the age where they're having trouble maintaining it. So, I think they should continue to go for it. But, again, I still get a little bit spooked when we mess with nature. All right, when we come back, your medical questions and more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, guys. All right. Lots more to talk about here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, I'm sure most of you have been watching the news and following this with, Herman Cain. I guess a third woman is coming forward saying she was, sexually harassed by him. And of course, the Cain camp is blaming the Romney camp, for trying to dig this up. And, I'm so frustrated because what I liked about Herman Cain, and I like him a lot, is he wasn't, you know, the typical politician. So, you know, you were looking at this Republican primary race and you're thinking, and I know I'm naive. I know I'm naive to think this, but I'm like, you know what? You know, we have a businessman who was, you know, the CEO of Godfather's, right? Ran the restaurant association. And it's a restaurant association. You know, we're hopefully not going to see the politics. We're going to see some of the debates. I mean, even Newt Gingrich, you know, did some, unique, you know, things in the debate where the moderator was trying to split everybody apart. And he's like, you know, look, we're all here with the same goal. And I was hoping that that, you know, ideology would pervade throughout the primary season. You know, I really didn't want people digging. But the thing is, you don't know. I mean, it could be Obama's camp, you know, digging up the past on Herman Cain. You know, you know, I was kind of hoping that the Republican primary would kind of be a very, very easy, productive process, because we got a lot to do, a lot to do in the next administration. And so it's very frustrating to see. And, you know, I know a lot of you men, you know, are probably getting a little nervous because, you know, even though there are many cases of sexual harassment, and some of them are pretty debilitating and psychologically trying for any of us that have been harassed, I know, you know, many people out there have been wrongly accused. And so many of you, you know, men thinking back on, wait a second, you know, I've, you know, sent emails to my coworkers of, you know, funny jokes, and, you know, I've pointed things out as being phallic. I mean, remember we were talking about Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill at lunch one day? You know, there was like a, you know, some pubic hair sitting in the drink, and he pulls it out, and, you know, she found that offensive. You know, I mean, you know, we pull hair out of our food all the time, and we show it to the table. You know, you always do that. Whenever there's hair in your food, you show it to the table. Whether it's a long, you know, blonde hair, long brunette hair, but when something's curly, you know, you don't want people thinking it's from you, you know? So you're kind of telling everybody, look, this isn't me, you know, this is what I found. And so it's amazing how it's such a gray area where there's so many different things you could do that's considered sexual harassment. We spent a lot of time on this a day or two ago on the show. You know, avoid the jokes, avoid the emails, avoid calling people after hours, avoid going out and drinking with your coworkers, because that's when, you know, people start to flirt and they start to touch each other, et cetera. And so, you know, one of the ladies, one of the accusers who is supposed to have a gag order because she received a five-figure settlement, you know, she wants to now talk. And, of course, you know, the media is dying to hear what happened. And, you know, part of her settlement is she's not supposed to talk. But, you know, I mean, I know everyone's dying to know. It's just I'm really frustrated because, you know, if many of you think back, I mean, let's say, you know, this is a witch hunt. You know, if many of you think back to your younger years, you know, if you guys were making jokes and poking fun at each other, I mean, I can't tell you how I would probably say on a daily basis, I had something sexually suggestive said to me probably an average of 50 times a day. Now, yes, sometimes it bothered me. Absolutely, it bothered me. I was, though, never in a position, or felt like I was never in a position, which is wrong to complain. You know, I mean, I had superiors say things, and I don't want to go into all the detail. I've actually talked about it many times on this show, but and I don't want my husband listening, because my husband listens, like, oh my gosh, I want to, you know, I'm like, God, it was years ago. But and I don't think anybody should feel like they can't complain. You know, there's a labor board, there's you know, there's many outlets. If you feel like you're sexually harassed, you need to make a statement and complain. But I get very, very unsettled when I hear people years later going, oh yeah, he harassed me too. And you're like, okay, wait a second, why didn't you say something back then? And then what exactly was harassment? Right? I mean, my classmates, my coworkers, that's just what we did, you know, and it wasn't appropriate. That's just how we talked to each other. And if anybody was offended, you know, would stop. Nobody was offended. Everybody giggled. They thought it was funny. You know, I mean, even the cooks, when I waited tables, even the cooks, I mean, they didn't originally think I spoke Spanish, and so they would say things to me in Spanish. When I understood, it actually increased and exaggerated, because now they go, like, oh, great, she understands, so I could really make this funny. And again, you know, we just went with it. But like I said, I don't want to invalidate anybody that's ever been harassed. Of course, it's very, very serious, and anyone that has been harassed or feels like they're being harassed, you need to report it. But my problem is if somebody's claiming they were harassed when what we're talking about is a dirty joke, to ruin someone's professional life over it is ridiculous. And then what that means is we as a society have to really clam up. All right. You know, when you see a coworker, male or woman, you just say, hi, how's the weather, and move on, because somebody can hold that against you. You know, we talked about the flip off game, you know, where we flipped everybody off in medical school. Right. And then all of a sudden the teachers found out and they said that's sexual harassment to flip other people off. If that's the case, I'm getting sexually harassed every single day on my commute. So, you know, just be very, very careful. be very careful. I mean, I got Donovan working the dials. If I go, Donovan, man, you are so handsome. I can't do that. Even if Donovan's handsome, you can't do that. That could be sexual harassment. Donovan can right now be talking to his boss, getting me fired. Right? Trust me now, if I'm going to get fired, it'll be because of the show content. All right. So, and I think he is handsome. He's a handsome guy. All right. But, again, I'm not supposed to say it because, again, you know, anything could be construed as harassment, and it stinks. You know, it stinks. It's really taken the fun out of work. I mean, I've seen some of these emails. I don't let any emails come to my work email. I don't want them. I know they're out there. I don't need to see them because the last thing I need is someone to hack into my computer. And then it gets spread. And then somebody says that came from me. I don't want that. No. No, thank you. Okay, so we've talked about, I want to talk about this new device to screen for melanoma. Really, really cool stuff. I know we're coming up on the end of the show. All right, dermatologists have come up, and researchers have come up with a scan that helps doctors look at melanomas or potential melanomas. But these would be moles that don't really follow the ABCDE. We've talked about the ABCDEs of skin cancer and abnormal skin lesions. A, asymmetry of the lesion. B, abnormal border of the lesion. C, if it has a couple colors. D, if the diameter is large, greater than a centimeter. You could use a pencil eraser as a gauge to see if it's a large. And, of course, E, elevation. So if you have any of moles that follow those criteria or fall into that criteria, usually the doctor will biopsy it, whop the sucker off. But sometimes you start getting new moles, and as we age, we pop up with new moles all the time, and the doctor's like, I really don't want to cut on each and every mole. So they've come up with this scan called a Melafind. It's called the Melafind. Well, what it does is it makes detailed digital images of skin growths, uses a computer to analyze them for signs of cancer, because there's a kind of a computer base, and then it gives the doctor like a second opinion. Now, they say there has been some false positives with this, and again, any mole that's new or bleeding or, like I said, have any of those other characteristics, don't mess with it. Do not mess with it. I mean, you know, get it taken off. But the reason why I'm excited about this is because they're on the verge of later just having scans that go bad, 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 bad. I mean, you know, if you can scan your whole back and five of them pop up as being atypical, I mean, then, all right, great, let's hone in and take off those atypical moles. I mean, that would be absolutely fascinating. So this is kind of the newest and the latest of their technology. They still have a ways to go, but I like where they're going with it. All right, also in medical news today on the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in again, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say organ transplants recipients have a 50% higher chance risk of cancer. So if any of you got an organ transplant, okay, and you've been on immunosuppressive drugs, make sure you're getting your pap smears, your mammograms, your colonoscopies, because you are more at risk for cancer. All right? I wanted to leave on a high note. All right. Well, you all be safe. We'll be back tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to you. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You all be safe.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.